Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today to talk about the 2018 Sandful Maccas League fixture release is Sandful Football Operations Manager Tom Hurley. How are you, Hells?
Yeah, very good, Zach. Always an exciting time of year leading into the fixture release.
Certainly is. A busy time for you, no doubt. No doubt you're looking forward to putting your feet up over Christmas after having to rack your brains and satisfy as many requirements and requests as possible with this, because it's certainly not an easy task. Let's rip straight into it. Obviously, very exciting, as you say. An Easter weekend opening round, starting off with three matches on Good Friday, which is fantastic to see, and then a game on Easter Saturday and an absolute blockbuster on Easter Monday.
Yeah, certainly start the season with a bang, Zach, and that's what we want to see. We've got the Northern rivalry, which we call it, between Centrals and North Adelaide at My Money House Oval on Good Friday. We also see traditional rivals down south with South Adelaide taking on Glenelg. And the new initiative with West Adelaide taking on Eagles on Good Friday night will certainly be an exciting proposition for West Adelaide and Eagles fans alike. We've got the Sandful Showdown broadcast live on Channel 7 on the Saturday afternoon, and as you mentioned, there's a blockbuster Easter Monday clash between Nord and Sturt at the parade, which will be a really great way to start the year, and certainly something that Sandful fans should be excited about.
And certainly, as you say, kicking things off and really looking to try and maximise the attendance from the word go and the fan engagement for that matter. And I understand they were key components in formulating the fixture, as was, I guess, the request from the clubs. And that was a big thing in determining an increase in Sunday football this year, Hurls.
Yeah, certainly. We work very closely with all Sandful clubs and the Crows and Ports. Manufacture a picture that works well for everyone and allows them to maximise all of their opportunities across the course of the year. And one of those key shifts that we'll see in 2017 to 2018 is a slight increase in Sunday matches, and that's off the back of a higher percentage of people attending Sunday games in 2017 and significantly higher at the 28% mark. We see people come through the gate more on the Sunday, so crowds are saying that they want to see Sunday games, and clubs are happy to move towards that with a slight shift in Saturday versus Sunday games in 2018.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing that continue as we do. Another new or a newish or a new element to the fixture is blending it with the statewide Super Women's League fixture, which is certainly a fantastic initiative because it opens things up in terms of your regular Sandful fan getting to experience the women's side of things.
Yeah, something new is always really exciting, Zach, and this is a fantastic opportunity for fans and for clubs and for us as a competition to see something that hasn't happened in 140 years of Sandful football, where we see men and women play on the same match day. And the ability to do that across the first two rounds of the men's minor round is a great opportunity. We'll see games on Good Friday, Easter Monday, and then in round two across the Sunday afternoon, where men and women will play on the same day, and fans will get to see not only highly talented men play, but also highly talented females play.
And it culminates in a massive day on Anzac Day, April 25, at Peter Motley Oval. Of course, we see the traditional grand final rematch between Sturt and Port taking place there at the home of the Double Blues, but also on the same day, the Sandful Statewide Super Women's League Grand Final.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really great opportunity for all Sandful fans to get down there that day on a Wednesday afternoon in the middle of the week to see the grand final replay, as you mentioned, what a blockbuster that was at the end of 2017, but also the second Sandful women's grand final to follow. So any punter are looking to get their footy fix should certainly make their way down to Peter Motley Oval on Wednesday, April 25, Zach.
Yeah, most definitely. And another key fixture to keep an eye out for is the return of the West End State game, which will see the West End State team take on the Waffle this year under the tutelage of Sturt Premiership coach Marty Matner, which is fantastic to see. And that comes on the weekend of Saturday, May 12.
Yeah, it's a really great appointment, Marty Matner coming on board after Graham Corns handed over the reins following his victory against the VFL in 2016. And the state game for us as a competition presents a really important opportunity for our players to aspire to a high level of footy. and expose themselves potentially to AFL recruiters. And we saw that with Willie Rioli in 2016, where a great performance on state game can really boost your draft chances, and we'd be hoping that it showcases SA footy, but also showcases the individual players.
We talk about showcase, obviously fantastic that we've continuing on with Multicultural Month throughout the month of June in the Sandful, really to celebrate the diversity of the competition, and of course Indigenous Round as well, to celebrate the significant contribution made by the Indigenous stars and those alike involved in the Sandful, and that will be in Round 14.
Absolutely, both those celebrations, as you mentioned, Zach, are really important. Indigenous Round, we know what a massive contribution they've had to our competition and to the AFL game forever, really. And Multicultural Month gives each club a chance to host the home game during the month of June and celebrate our diverse culture and encourage new people to the game. And the other one worth calling out is the Maccas Family Round in Round 8, back where we work through with Maccas to encourage as many families and kids to come along and see and experience the Sandful Match Day, and what a fantastic experience it is.
Certainly is great. That's what Sandful is all about, getting the whole family to the day and enjoying the carnival-type atmosphere and getting up close to your heroes on the day, that is for sure. And just finally, Hurls, finishing off all finals being played at Adelaide Oval, including the grand final on Sunday, September 23.
Absolutely, and we've got the AFL free weekend on the first weekend of Sandful finals, and as you mentioned, all games will be played at Adelaide Oval, culminating in that grand final where we saw nearly 40,000 people come through the gate this year for the game between Sturt and Port, and certainly hope to see as many Sandful fans across that four-week period at Adelaide Oval.
Well, Hurls, thanks again for your time on Sandful Radio to talk specifically about the 2018 Sandful Maccas League fixture release. Well done, mate. Big job for you, and put the feed up now over Christmas.
Thank you, Zach. Looking forward to being here.